The issue of who manages the second-tier pension scheme is still topical. Should their powers be given to government or the leadership of organized labor? Radio Ghana sought the views of financial experts on the issue. The Dean of School of Business and Leadership at the Regent University of Science and Technology, Dr. Ebenezer Mensah-Ashley, thinks organized labor must allow government to play an active role in the investment and management of the fund. He also thinks government must also assure workers, especially those who retired this year, that they would have access to their monies on time.
Absolutely. In our part of the world where we still are part of development, you know, and where government is easily blamed for any inefficiencies in management, and the government being the primary employer in this particular instance, I would advise that the government tread cautiously and effectively ensure the investment of the funds in good investment vehicles. I wouldn't advocate for the release of the funds to the hands of the employees, whom at the end of the day, if they are unable to manage the funds effectively, will turn back and then the general public will blame the government for releasing funds. I would strongly suggest that the government holds on to the funds for one basic reason, that if there can, the government ensures ineffective management of the funds. It is easy for the government to raise funds to pay off the employees. But if the employees ensure inefficient utilization of the funds available, then at the end of the day, it might be difficult for the government to raise funds to pay them. And this would eventually be a toll on the government. So I would call for government active role in the management, in the investment of the employees' funds at this juncture. What government must ensure is the effective and full assurance that the employees who are due retirement at the end of this year would have access to their funds come January and beyond to be able to also lead a meaningful life.
Would you call for government and workers to go back to the negotiation table to look at the modalities that will help the scheme to work effectively?
Yeah, at this stage, it looks as if the laws are interpreted differently by the parties involved. You see, the government is looking at legality, and maybe from a legal, the employees have also perhaps gotten an interpretation of the law from a legalist, which is helping them to take this particular stance. But I would advise once again and suggest that they go back to the negotiation table, lay the provisions of the National Pension Act before everyone, and then ensure that an amicable settlement is arrived at. Well, perhaps it is as a result of this stalemate that the government has chosen to go to the court not to sue labor, but to seek interpretation of the law, and as to who is responsible for the handling of the funds until they are due for disbursement. So, yes, I'll call for dialogue. You know, the need for amicable settlement. The world war, they say, is to judge or so.
Then it means that government's decision to go to court, like you're saying, is the right path to take, so that there can be a final declaration on what the law on the pension scheme says.
Absolutely. If the labor union not coming to terms with the fact that the management of the fund is the preserve of the employer and not the employee, and they're still taking an entrenched position, then the court will be the best place to seek interpretation as to who is due to handle the fund. Now, labor would have a strong point. If the disbursement is due and the government is unable to release the fund for the beneficiary, then here, labor will have a strong point. But as it stands now, and given the fact that the funds are not due for disbursement, it is still within the court or the purview of the government to ensure that the funds are effectively held to avert any unforeseen economic contingencies that wouldn't be near to the benefit of both parties.
That was the Dean of School of Business and Leadership at the Regent University of Science and Technology, Dr. Ebenezer Mensah-Ashley.
A labor consultant, Austin Gamme, says government is right in seeking legal interpretation and reporting to the Labor Commission on the strike by public sector workers. He said in the current circumstances, that is the only option left to government. The 8 labor organizations last week declared a strike against government's decision to have a hand in the management of the second-tier pension fund, saying the decision is in contravention of the Pension Law 2008, Act 766. but government said the strike is illegal and has sued the 8 labor organizations. The labor organizations say they are yet to receive any legal suit from government. Mr. Game was speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive.
The Director General of Ghana Education Service and NACS and CCC and NAGRAT cannot just have a meeting and finalize a decision without the consent of the principal employer concerning this second tier. You cannot do that. That is why the directors have a right and have a say in determining who manages their pension scheme. They really have to do it with all the carefulness that it deserves. Union, you can be elected today, tomorrow you can be taken out of office. So you don't commit everybody, who some of them are not even members of the union, to a decision that will disturb their peace tomorrow. So the principal employer, who also doubles as government, when there is a problem in the second year, whether 10 years or 15 years to come, will ultimately be held accountable. And so people should not hurriedly impose upon this nation some load that we cannot carry tomorrow.
Has the proper step been taken, as it were, to sue these labor unions?
I think the clarity here is that government wanted some clarity in the matter, and the only body that is closed with authority to interpret this law is the Supreme Court. Once the two sides are not finding their range right, the only body they can go to is the Supreme Court, and one of them can initiate the move. And so we have to differentiate between government suing the workers in respect of industrial relations matter from seeking interpretation. The only bit that is of concern is the element of, is it legal or not legal? Now, we understood that government also reported this matter to the National Labor Commission, which is the right place to go in respect of the industrial relations aspect of it.
You heard labor consultant Austin Game.
Meanwhile, a chartered economist and a senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti, says embarking on strike prevents health practitioners from attending to patients and teachers from imparting knowledge. He said even though it is relevant to ensure safety of pension fund, the right processes must be followed. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Gatti said if government is to assist retirees when their pension fund fails, then it is imperative for labor unions to revisit the appointment of trustees in the interest of the country.
We have started feeling the impact of the strike. Children are supposed to be in the classroom, they are not there. People are supposed to be in the hospital to cater for our people, they are not there. That will affect the living standard of people. If the strike is not the best for the country, it's a good thing for people to be interested in how their pension is managed, but that interest should be predicated at the right understanding of the processes. If we get to a point where the investment goes bad, who do we fall on? Is it possible that we are going to fall on government to support the people who are affected? If the answer is yes, it means that our understanding as workers as to the management, the appointment of the fund managers for this important scheme ought to be revisited so that we do the right thing in the interest of the country.
Dr. Gatti called for a stakeholder approach to manage the pension scheme to allow collaboration with the parties involved.
Whether there is law or there is no law, we know the principal role that government plays in terms of employing people and for that matter the interest he has in contributing to that particular scheme. So we need to use stakeholder approach in managing the pension scheme. Then it means that the two bodies which are fighting now ought to come together, have a common interest in the fund manager that they want to appoint to do that. It is not in place for only one party to appoint a fund manager. Pension has a serious implication for financial intermediation and sustenance of investment companies in the financial market. And that we need to be very, very guided when we are making statements. We are putting the investment of people at risk.
That was a chartered economist, Dr. John Gatti.